Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, we love this story. And it begins back in 1994 when Kiwi music reviewer Russell Bailey interviewed the one and only Tina Turner. Russell's with me in studio. Hi.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you too. Congratulations on the presenter job at the Music Awards.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It's going to be it's going to be a big night. I've spent the last few years trying to work out all the good stuff from the previous awards and how to put it in one event. So yeah, I'm already working on the outfit. Russell, hopefully you're started thinking about yours as well.
Once I see what you're wearing, I'll decide.
Okay, great. I'll call you first. Take me back to 1994. These are the days when they used to send music journalists around the world.
Oh yes, everything was in black and white. It's meant to be the 30th anniversary, but it was actually 93. Back in those days, I had gone out as a freelance journalist after the Auckland Star closed a couple of years earlier, and I got the opportunity to go over to Sydney to see Tina Turner play in Sydney before she came here, and also to talk to her backstage, which, you know, doesn't happen anymore. Probably hasn't happened in 20 years, let alone 30.
She was a big star back then.
Oh, yeah, and she was big here, big in this part of the world, just, you know, out of...
In particular.
Well, you know, you think of the NRL connections.
Of course, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You think of Tina Turner's story, and, you know, she was the original... She was the Beth Hickey of rock and roll, really.
Yeah.
Big deal for me, go over and actually get a backstage interview, rare as hen's teeth. And I wrote what I thought was a reasonably good story, and it appeared in, the Sunday Star, and I sold it to the press in Christchurch. And I talked to her once more a couple of years later when she was on her final New Zealand tour. But this original story, it appears in our National Library, in the archives there. So when Warner's, her record label, is reissuing What's Love Got to Do With It, the album that came out in 93-94.
Which is a sort of a best of.
Yeah, it was timed for the release of the movie at the time, you know, the biopic of her life.
Yeah.
And they emailed me and said, oh, we've found the story of yours. We really like it. We'd like to put it on this box set. Cool. Sure. Yeah, why not? And, you know, I thought, cool, I've finally sold out to a major label.
not any store. I mean, yours is very prominent. You've brought the box set in, and yours is front and centre.
Yeah, it's kind of, they liked it because it was kind of caught her at that time. You know, if you think of this box set as quite literally a time capsule, this story is about Tina at that junction. Now, it's after the 80s, where she's had all those great kind of career-reviving albums. She's heading into the movie. She's getting asked a lot about the movie, and she hadn't actually seen the movie because she didn't want to relive it.
Really?
Yeah, it was just kind of interesting. And it was interesting, you know, I was in the queue of three doing these interviews. There were two TV crews ahead of me, and that's all they wanted to talk about her story again, you know, the Ike story, domestic.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they turned the camera, TV camera lights off, I was able to say, hey, do you want to talk about music? And, you know, what you go through on stage every night. And it was very strange doing a backstage interview, having seen Tina Turner just go through 2 hours of Tina Turner show and sweating buckets. And she had clearly just come backstage, showered, changed, was looking regal and fragrant.
Yeah.
And she was actually seemed about a foot shorter than she was on stage because of those heels.
And your approach worked.
I kind of did, yeah. We just had a nice chat. It was a wee bit like visiting the Queen. You know, it was polite conversation. There was no searing insights. But she enjoyed it, I think, you know, in that I didn't really go, why haven't you seen the movie? She just said, I didn't want to. It's clear enough.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing when a lot of different journalists are interviewing somebody who's in the news for something as dramatic as that everyone just wants to get their soundbite.
Yeah. It's a conveyor belt.
You're right.
Yeah.
And presumably quite exhausting for the person who's got to just...
Yeah.
I mean, you do relive it when you're, you know, talking about domestic violence, I'm sure.
Because there was a very good doco about her 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah. And that was the last time she revisited that period of her life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just, for me, I was a much younger man, a much more impressionable, and I was, holy heck, it's Tina Turner.
Yeah.
And she's laughing at my jokes, and, you know, she's telling me stories about stuff.
Yeah.
So it was all kind of cool. And, you know, the rather serious young man who wrote the story, he put together a pretty good story. And that was the last I thought of it, really, yeah. until I got the email from Warner's.
And I don't want to embarrass you by flattering you, but your approach of ignoring kind of like what was in the news that day and maybe creating something that was a bit more meaningful and a bit more lasting has obviously been rewarded by the fact that it was your piece of all the pieces in the world they could have pulled up for this.
Yeah, I guess so. And it was the other thing, it's a practical thing. It's, you know, this is a Mother's Day release. A story is about domestic violence in the box set. Probably aren't going to work.
Right, yeah.
It's also, you know, in that CD box set is the live recordings from that tour. So the story is also about what's on stage during that tour. You know, just what's the mix and stuff like that.
Oh,
so it's a combination
that.
Of interview and, I guess, anecdotal stuff about me watching the show.
Yeah.
And it's what the sort of thing we used to do quite a bit. Back in the old days of the 90s when bands came through.
So tremendously satisfying from a career point of view. And then, I mean, not to be gauche, but I presume you got paid to record
it. I got paid a little more than the Christchurch Press paid me at the time. I think they paid me $50. It's not, it's, you know, fourth division lotto, perhaps. It's not, I might be able to afford to go to the music awards with the money.
But you got a copy of the box set.
I got a copy of the box set and I gave one. I might have to order a few more for various family members.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
What were your impressions of her?
Total professional. You know, she'd done more interviews than I ever had. Mm-hmm. But, you know, warm and engaging. And, you know, you sort of think her thing was the work, you know, and interviews were part of the work. And she came from that generation where, you know, you talked to journalists and you gave them your time and it didn't feel like you were imposing on her time. It was just that was part of her job.
Yeah, love
and,
that.
But no, she told a good story. She told a good story about, you know, the Nutbush City Limits, the song you played earlier. She told me a really funny story about, you know, the fact that Nutbush, the city limits are about 50 metres apart. You know, you could drive through Nutbush with the song on the radio and you'd be out the other side before the song stopped.
That.
Yeah.
Should we play that one, Jeremy? We'll give that a spin, eh? Nutbush City Limits by Tina Turner. And Russell Bailey, thanks so much for coming in, remembering this with us. I mentioned this earlier in the show and I just wanted you to corroborate it for me. There was something special in the air at the Tape Music Prize the other night, wasn't
was
there?
Yeah, it was good. I think
there is something about in-person events.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was, I think the Tape Prize, usually it's because it's always kind of a surprise, you know, who wins, apart from the ones that are pre-announced.
Yeah.
But those 10 nominees are equally deserving.
Yeah.
And they just pick one, you go, yeah, why not?
And just a nice look around the room and see the community of people who are making music here in New Zealand.
It's really strong in the independent section.
Good stuff. Yeah. Thanks, Russell.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.